This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the JNS Spine podcast for December 23rd, 2011. I'm Natalie Pynsham. I will be reading a summary of an article on the cervical spine published by the Journal of Neurosurgery Spine today. Analysis of the three United States Food and Drug Administration Investigational Device Exemption Cervical Arthroplasty Trials. A clinical article by Chirag Deepakumar Upadhyaya and colleagues. There are three randomized, multicenter, U.S. FDA investigational device exemption trials comparing arthroplasty with anterior cervical discectomy and fusion for single-level cervical disease with complete 2 years of follow-up. These three studies evaluated the Prestige ST, Brian, and ProDisc C artificial discs. The authors analyzed the combined results of these three trials, including previously unpublished source data. A total of 1,213 patients with symptomatic single-level cervical disc disease were randomized into two treatment arms. Approximately 90% have completed 2 years of follow-up. Statistical analysis was performed with both fixed and random effects models. At the 2-year time point, arthroplasty preserved segmental sagittal motion. Between the arthroplasty and the anterior cervical discectomy and fusion groups, neck disability index, 36-item short form health survey, mental and physical component summaries, neck pain, and arm pain scores were not statistically different. Arthroplasty demonstrated superior results in neurological success with a lower rate of secondary surgeries. The reoperation rate for adjacent level disease was significantly lower for the arthroplasty group when the authors analyzed the combined data set using a fixed effects model. In summary, arthroplasty is associated with a lower rate of secondary surgery and a higher rate of neurological success, as well as a likely lower rate of adjacent level disease at 2 years. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.